It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The town of Normal will purchase a local Route 66 landmark and is getting closer to breaking ground on a new fire station on Main Street at Dale. In the studio on most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings is Mayor Chris Koos. Chris, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Always good to be here.
You can join this conversation at 309-438-8910. What are your questions about fire protection or Route 66? The number's 309-438-8910. The town is moving forward on construction of a new fire station headquarters, and it's going to cost less than expected.
Yes, actually, I think we're about $500,000 under budget on that project. The bids came in lower than our estimates.
All of the bids came in under yes. projected cost. Why PJ Hare as the general contractor? What was it about their bid?
Well, they were the low bid. And
the lowest of the low.
Yeah, with the alternates that they took. And they certainly have a lot of experience, so we're very confident about them providing a quality product.
While costing less, you mentioned the alternates. The town was able to include some environmentally friendly aspects like a green roof. Will this be the third green roof in the community? There's one on the Hyatt Place, one on the town of Normal at Uptown Station.
I think it will be the third one. You're right. And there will be one on the second phase of the site where the Hyatt Place is.
And worth the investment, a green roof? And describe a green roof.
Well,
it's not a roof that's painted green.
Right. A green roof system actually has plants on it, and the roof system is probably 5 to 6 inches deep. But basically what it does is it captures stormwater on the site and keeps us from putting that stormwater into the system. It also provides better insulation for the rooftops. And the plantings that they put into them are very hardy. They need less than an inch of water a month to survive. So they tend to work pretty well.
Will the town go for LEED certification for this new fire station headquarters?
Yes, we will.
And how is the town paying for the new headquarters?
Probably a series of funds, primarily with bonded. We bonded for that fire station.
That's Mayor Chris Koos. He's on Sound Ideas following Monday evening council meetings. It seems as though smaller communities have done a better job of capitalizing on Route 66 than Bloomington Normal, and Bloomington Normal is playing catch-up in some respects. How would you characterize this community's recognition and use of that historic roadway?
Well, I think we're late to the game is the best way to describe that. There's a lot of activity that goes on up and down Route 66, and the more we investigate it, we find out how robust that activity is. A lot of travelers from Europe and Asia come to the United States to drive or motorcycle or ride their bikes from Chicago to California on Route 66. And for communities that have leveraged that tourism coming through or by their community have done very well.
The town has purchased is in the process of purchasing the Sprague Superstation, the former Sprague Superstation on Route 66. How much, and do you think it's worth the investment? What sort of return are you expecting?
Well, its total investment is going to be about $1.2 million. That includes acquisition of land, redoing the parking lot, acquisition of the building, obviously, and getting it up to a point where it will function as a visitor center, gift shop, whatever, a small restaurant at some point is envisioned on that. But it's a very unique building on Route 66. There may be only two or three others like it on the entire corridor.
You're talking about a Tudor-style
two-story service station. Once that is online, we think we're going to see a lot of activity coming into Normal. And when people come into Normal and stop at a place like that, you know, now they're in the community. Now, apparently, another thing that European and Asian visitors are crazy for are brick streets, you know, and so we can show them old neighborhoods with brick streets and that. So now we've got them in the neighborhood and in the community. Now they're captive.
So you're going to work to try to make those connections once they stop
Absolutely.
At the Sprague Superstation, send them to
Absolutely.
Brick streets, Uptown Normal, the Route 66 Visitor Center in Bloomington, perhaps.
Absolutely. Yep.
309-438-8910 is the number to call if you have a question for Mayor Chris Koos. It sounds like this building has some good bones, but still needs some TLC, in addition to what Terry Ryburn, the current owner, has taken care of. What has she done recently, and what will the town do in the future to this building?
She's done some work internally on the building. She's upgraded the HVAC system. We helped her in an emergency upgrade, and we also helped with the roof. But she's done some window work, some tuck pointing on the building, fixing up some of the interior spaces to gradually bring them up. They're still not where they need to be. But she's done this mostly out of her own pocket and with grants. She's very dedicated to the project.
We talked about ROI. Is there a way to actually calculate the return on investment, the money the town's putting in, and actually seeing those tourism dollars come out?
It's hard. I mean, you can do direct ROI on the project, but it's hard to measure the restaurant stops, the gift shop stops, filling your gas tank, staying overnight, perhaps. It's hard to measure those, but we'll try as best we can to get a handle on that.
One council member, Scott Preston, dissented, voting no. You voted yes. Where do you two part ways on this particular?
I think it's more philosophical. I think Scott would like to have seen more exploration to keep the building private and the town to come in a secondary role, in a supportive role. It's not that Scott didn't support the idea. He just didn't support the purchase of the property.
Okay, Chris, Coos, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas.